Morning, everyone. 2 days living with Shiva lesson 313. The priest's initial chants are basically letting God know the place and purpose of this day's worship. He intones, "We hope we are pure enough in our performance of the puja that we sanctify the atmosphere here so that you will come and be honored, be our honored guest in this temple." Then he bathes the deity image, dresses the deity in fine clothes, and worships the deity so that the god from the third world will come into this finite body in the first world, this body made of stone. Our bodies are made with bones, but we are not our bones. The god's body in the temple is made of stone, but he is not that stone body. His third world form is a body of light. He is a great soul, just as we are also souls. During the height of puja, the god comes with all his devas, his celestial helpers. They take the problems or concerns out of your mind, harmonize the currents of your body, and dissolve all the problems for you. When that happens, you walk out of the temple feeling you have been blessed, having forgotten the concerns that you went in with. That's our temple philosophy, nicely stated. They take the problems or concerns out of your mind. Well, as we've talked about in the past, just because you're sitting in the temple doesn't mean you actually receive the blessings of the deity and that the deity takes the problems out of your mind. There's more to it than that. We have to not just be physically present, but be mentally present as well. One of the reasons the Murti is dressed up so beautifully is to hold our attention, to attract our attention in the first place, and then to hold it. So a beautiful object, the idea of darshan, starts with the physical sight. So it's very helpful in this process of receiving the deity's blessings and the deity taking the impurities out of your mind to look at the deity, to physically see the deity, have the deity capture your attention in some way. It's particularly important during the high point of the puja that we're looking at the deity. The high point is when the arati flame is passed. And that is made very simple in formal puja. It's when the puja gets the loudest. When you hear lots of extra noise, you know you're supposed to pay attention. This is the important point. So we need to pay attention. And the image I like to use is simple image of a sponge that we use a sponge to absorb liquid. But if you want to absorb liquid and the sponge already has liquid in it, it won't absorb anymore, right? So we have to squeeze the sponge out and then it'll absorb something new. So likewise, we have to empty our mind, which is the sponge in this case. We have to just be open, be receptive to the deity's blessings, not have something there in our mind, just kind of be open and imagine blessings or light, rays of light coming out from the murti and being absorbed by you. As Gurudeva says, visualization is the first step toward the actual experience. Well, it may seem kind of silly to visualize it, but visualizing it takes you closer to actually experiencing it. So all of this needs to be done through the power of sight, the idea of darshan, the temple experience is very much oriented around sight. There's an important distinction between meditation and temple worship, particularly when I'm talking to someone new. I get all kinds of what you could call wild ideas, or a diversity of ideas about how you're supposed to meditate. Should I sit there and visualize Shiva? Should I repeat my mantra? Should I do this? Should I do that? Well, in Gurudeva's teachings, when you're meditating, you're going inside yourself. You're just trying to find out what's there. So if you're doing a mantra, that's not finding out what's there. You're busy creating something. You're exploring. It's like part of our property you haven't been to. You're looking around to see what's there. You're not creating something. You're not singing about something else. You're trying to see what's actually there. So that is our approach to meditation. You're going inside yourself to see what's actually there in the spiritual part of you. So there's no second person involved. There's no deity involved. There's no japa involved. It's supposed to be silence. You're just trying to look like the observer walking around the property. But in the temple, you're focusing on the deity. There's a second being involved. So the two approaches are quite distinct. And in the temple, as I say, the factor of sight is very important. And that's why in Hindu tradition we make the deity so beautiful. Jewelry, clothing, flowers, to capture our attention through the faculty of sight. So thank you very much. Have a great day.